Hello and welcome to Laughable Advice. This is a show where we take some real life relationship stories, give our hot takes, and maybe crack a couple jokes. Because as my grandfather used to say, if you're not laughing, you're crying. My name's Vince Barry. I'll be your host for today. You may or may not have heard me on 99.1 PLR. I have with me from Fox's 99 to Beat, the lovely Dee Ortiz. How are you doing today, Dee?
I'm doing good. How are you, Vince?
Oh, I am so excited I could float away.
Same. I feel the same way. I'm ready for this.
I also realized after I invited my two guests here what a position I'm going to be in trying to wrangle these two in, because it's the most energy.
It's going to be great.
I'm going to have so much fun here today. And we also have Lady O?
Yes.
Yes, I got it right.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Because I was going to say, I don't know why I say Miss O, but it's Lady O.
Yes, but you're right for being respectful.
I'm trying. Well, I don't want to, you know, give somebody the wrong name and say the wrong thing.
You're not wrong, but you could be right. You're
excellent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I also want to shout out Damien from Move the Mic podcast.
Yes.
He really helped put this together for me with Ophelia, and Ophelia made a very special trip from Massachusetts
sure
to
did.
Milford. Yeah, so long trip, but worth it here.
Totally worth it.
To start off, I'm 39. I'm single. I've been single for years. I live alone with two cats. That's about the extent of my current relationship situation.
Sounds good.
Dee, what's going on with you?
I have been in a relationship for 17 years.
Ooh, amen.
It's a long one, let me tell you. And I have a 16-year-old daughter that keeps me crazy. But yeah, I've been in this relationship for 17 whole years.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I don't even know. I can't even. Yeah. That is a literal life of a person.
That's a child.
Yeah,
it
that's
is,
a whole.
It's
that's a whole teenager.
Literally.
Wow.
Literally, it's fun.
Nah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it. And I am married, but also polyamorous, and also going through a divorce, and currently dating someone. And falling in love with that person. So yeah, I'm confluded.
I love it.
That's a whole situation.
Yeah. Ain't it?
Ophelia early. So when I first met Ophelia a couple years ago, she was she brought two guys to an open mic. One of them looked like Minnesota Governor Tim Walz,
yes.
And the other one looked like the Cat Whisperer Jackson Galaxy.
Yes.
And now flash forward a couple years, and she's dating my friend Todd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is great. I had to get a hold. I didn't realize we weren't connected on social media, so I'm Facebook friends with Todd, Pops, and I send him a message, and she grabs it. She goes, "Hello, thank you for reaching out to my manager."
Yes, great. I did.
It was great.
Claim it.
So you're never bored.
Never.
You're never.
Never
bored. I love that.
What is boredom?
Ugh. Right? You don't even know that.
Words.
I've only done it a little bit. What's it like dating a stand-up comic?
It is very, very funny. And also very trying, because he try to push the buttons that others probably shouldn't push, but he can get away with it because I know where he's ticklish.
I like that.
That's like, yep.
Yo, she shut that
she
down immediately.
She's like, I got this.
Like, try me. That's cute. I will break you in front of everyone.
Oh, wow.
For fun. And it will cause mirth. In my heart.
But no pain. See,
but
there
no
it is.
Pain.
I was waiting for the wooden spoon, the flip-flop, the whatever. No.
No, honey, that's for fun. That's for fun. I can't get confused with my punishments and
that's
my fun fundaments, you know?
Punishments and
punishments and fundaments. It's
that.
A good word. Use it.
That's gonna be a t-shirt for you one of these days.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, indeedy.
Oh. That's great.
TM coming.
So we've got kind of all different perspectives here.
Yes.
I'm obviously, I'm a guy coming from a little bit of a different space than you. I'm trying to find these stories, and most of the time, I hate to say it, I read them and I go, oh, the guy is absolutely at fault.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So I tried to find some stories where maybe it's a little more. It's going to be hard because
the bias is so heavy.
Guys, I don't know what this is. And I don't want to sound like a shill for the ladies here, however, but just reading these stories, however,
let it be stated. Yep.
Guys, we got some stuff to work on. We got some stuff.
So please do better. Sure. Please and thank you.
Yeah.
So respectful. The first thing I'll say is, if you listening to this have a problem that you'd like on Laughable Advice, you can email laughableadvice@gmail.com. You can go to social media, both Instagram and X. I'll get a Facebook for it also. Just search for Laughable Advice or at Laughable Advice, all one word. Follow us, send us a DM. The DMs are open. We want the tea. We want to be able to spill it here.
Please.
We'll change names.
We'll be so anonymous.
We will be so discreet for you.
Come on, it'll be so discreet. Fun. Come on, send them.
Discretion.
So for now, I have roamed the internet to find some stories for us.
Okay.
This first one is from Reddit, the subreddit called Am I the Asshole?
Ooh. Title. Let's find out.
The title of this one is Am I the Asshole for the Drama at My Sister's Wedding?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Here are the players in this. Me, a 30-year-old female. My sister A, a 34-year-old female. My other sister R, a 20-year-old female, and a guy named Jay, who's 27.
Okay, Jay.
I was just gonna say.
So back in, it's always a Jay,
it's
right?
So a Jay.
It's something like that.
What happened,
it's a Jay? Short.
Jay.
It's a short
some
name.
Short.
Yep. It's a one-syllable name.
Took time.
So our responder here says, back in February, I went on a vacation because, well, I just wanted to. I parked my van at my parents' house and flew to Bali. All right, I'm just going to call it. What kind of white people stuff is this?
Showing
right
the
now?
Head. I know. Who just got the money to go to Bali?
Yeah.
I just the parked hell? My car at my mom's house and went
what?
To Bali.
You just like, went like, to Bali. So normal, like. Bali.
She didn't know how long she was going, so she didn't want to pay the overnight fee at the airport. She's like, I'm just going to leave the van.
You
there.
Had the ability to do that.
Yeah, that's
bless
crazy.
You.
I don't. So
tell
already,
me your struggle.
I know, we already don't like
I'm already seeing the perspective of where this girl's coming from.
I'm
you know
already
what I mean? With that first line.
I feel like she has the problem already.
So many.
There, I met Jay, who was also on vacation. We had a wonderful fling, and I didn't realize while we were there that my birth control shot had, well, stopped working or the timing was done. I've never, does this, is this
never.
Like an oil change after 3,000 miles?
We yes.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, like. Unless she was doing like a depot shot and it worked only for like a couple, like 6 months to 12 months, or I don't know. I never got that.
But
I'm going, talking out my ass right now.
So,
but if you're going on vacation, you got to make sure you got
everything. You should probably be
right.
prepared, especially if you already have nefarious thoughts in mind.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about clapping cheeks across state lines,
you know,
international waters, then perchance you may want to have all your ducks in a row, mon frere. Like how you had the ability to pay for the flight to Bali, my dude, and you didn't pay for your doggone cuda cat to be protected. Like, make it make sense, sister. But please continue, because I need to see how she's not the asshole.
And I also learned a lesson. Get a full name. So this is another.
Oh,
I have to be honest. That actually has happened to me, where I was seeing somebody flying to Florida to see him, and I still couldn't remember his name because it was the weirdest name. And, and my roommate was like, "Well, what's his name?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. He plays for the Tampa Bay Bucks. That's all I remember." And she's like, "That is not okay.
And
like,
that
if
is
you
not
go
a
missing,
narrowing of names.
No. So yeah, but I get it. I felt like." You know,
like, what year did he play for the Bucks? Is all I'm saying. Like, you never.
I'm worried. I'm worried, you know? Because I was named after 1987 Heisman Trophy winner from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Vinny Testaverde.
Oh my!
If she said Vinny Testaverde right now, I would have fallen out of my chair.
Hey, but like, what if?
Are you my child? This can happen. You
beautiful,
never know.
Beautiful, bright creatures. It might
alike?
Happen.
Mommy?
Mama?
No breastfeeding. Don't get excited.
That's nasty.
Too old for it. It would
please
mess up the teeth.
Please just pump it. Pump it real good. Pump
you guys are wild. So we get back from Bali. This girl is pregnant, has the baby. She gets back from Bali. In the meantime, my sister R, a few months later, meets Jay on a dating app.
Shut it.
And they hit it off.
I'm sweating.
My sister and I don't talk too much because we just don't get along. She's 10 years younger and has always been a pain in the ass, to be fair.
Ooh.
R and Jay have now been dating for several months.
Ooh.
this. Okay.
My other sister, A, the oldest sister, got engaged at Christmas, and her wedding was last week. It was the first time I'd seen my sister R in person since Christmas, and the first time I'd met her boyfriend, or so I thought. As you can imagine, several things happened at once. The man, Jay, asked me what I was doing at the wedding. Jay is smart and did some quick pregnancy math and then asked me if it was his baby. And three, my sister accused me of trying to steal her boyfriend.
Girl.
And then started ranting about everything she thinks I've done to ruin her life. Needless to say, the wedding was no longer about the bride, and somehow I got uninvited from every family event.
Wow.
And some people are even asking for the gifts they sent for the baby shower back. Am I the asshole?
You are not the asshole.
You're not the asshole.
No.
Jay is the asshole.
For sure.
First of all.
We knew it.
Wait a minute. How did it loop around to being his fault? I think it's the other sister's fault.
No, the sister, the other sister is absolutely the one also at fault.
Okay.
Because now they together, so now they come as one.
Package
so shit. Now both of y'all is out of line.
But what year is this? Did he not see her social that they're related, that they're sisters? That you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like hey, she say her and the sister don't get along.
Yeah.
So
was posted within the last 2 years.
That's crazy.
So this was a recent thing.
Jeez.
So when we say Christmas and New Year's and all this stuff. This is like in the last couple years of like, yeah.
It sounds like, guess who came to dinner?
Yes.
Your baby daddy.
Yeah.
Who's dating your sister, which is really out of pocket. And the sister to then turn around and like, have you be uninvited to everything?
Yeah,
how you out of pocket?
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Especially because if they don't, I understand if you're 10 years older, she's 30, her sister's 20. You're a different generation. You might not talk to each other.
Yeah. That'd just be really weird.
But don't you think it would come up at one point, hey, I'm dating a guy? I just feel like one point, one of them would say, hey, I went to Bali and I had sex with a guy with like brown hair and he had a freckle on his cheek. And then, a couple months later, she goes, hey, I just met this cute guy. He's got brown hair and he's got a freckle on his cheek.
And they're you like, don't say.
It's just crazy. I feel like, I guess you can't really figure that out because you go on vacation, you meet people, and then you never talk to them again. So you don't expect
right.
it.
True.
But to be in a situation like that, like, what do you do? Like, what do you say? Like, how do you act? Like, you're not, you don't talk to your sister.
I think
but that's your
nephew. In all truth, this is an opportunity to really, truly avoid an uncle daddy situation.
Yeah.
Because she turn around and have a
uncle daddy.
Hey, hi, Uncle Jay. Hi, Papa Jay.
Stop.
Like, that's just problematic.
I can't. I'm just still stuck on this. Like, how did he even show up? That's all crazy. It's like, the way God does things.
I love how he just was so mathematically.
Yeah, he's sitting
that
at the
like
table.
That looks
like point of ovulation.
Like, I bet the salmon hadn't even come out yet. It was just the salad course.
Totally.
Like, he's sitting there. He's chewing on a radish. He's like, something doesn't make sense here.
And that looks like me.
He's looking over and he's like, oh.
That made me look like me.
It's the brown hair with the freckle on the cheek.
It's that one freckle. That one freckle.
Where that family freckle at? Oh, right there? Okay.
Yeah.
But how random is it that you meet somebody in Bali who's then close enough to one of your, your hometown?
Yeah.
So rich enough?
Rich enough.
I'm just saying, that was just money.
Yeah.
That's outside my pay rate, baby. Like...
This sounds like something from the OC.
Don't it though?
It's a show. Yeah. It's a show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a show.
It's the hills. It's the OC.
But also, in my head, I'm like, did they not commute? I mean, did they just go straight to having sex and not talk? Because,
vacation.
You usually say, Jay, but Jay, where are you from? I really like this sex. It was some good ass sex. Like, how can we do it again? Where are you from?
She didn't remember
said,
his
no.
name all the way. She didn't
it's
get his
Jay.
Whole
it's
name.
Jay.
She
it's
just
so
got
easy.
Jay.
She went and wanted to get away.
That's why he gave it to her, Jay. You can't forget that name.
You go to the phone book, you start
period.
With the A's.
And then you work your way down the J's. There you go. Boom. And there you have it, folks.
There it is.
Have you ever, you've mentioned, you said you might have had some flings on a vacation. Anything even close to this happen with somebody like that?
No.
God.
No.
I
told you it's boring. I don't want to be boring no more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Jay made that family a fun family after this.
I lived. I can tell you right now, I have never had no mess like this.
Right?
Well, you remember their names.
Yeah,
right?
That's because I have to. Like, the heck? I got to know who I look at the next party.
We also remember Plan B.
P. Period.
Yeah, yeah. This like, wasn't a story from like the 80s or something. This is a story from 2 years ago.
There should be no reason. Yeah. No, mama.
I was thinking that. I was like, man, do you keep the Bali baby?
Yeah. I mean, I would have taken that plan B. That plan B on deck. They have it in other countries. I've been watching
people. They sure
people,
do. And, it's inexpensive.
Yes. Take one with you. You know, when you're packing, you're like, tampons, truly, pads, plan B.
It is literally at your disposal to purchase. Right. You could have did that, but here we are.
See, I'm 39. I don't know how many more bullets I got left in the clip. I think I wouldn't want to waste one, but also,
dead.
You know, just saying, the clock's ticking, man. This guy's 27. He can bounce back.
He got time.
If it was me, I guess I'd be Uncle Daddy in that situation.
You would be Uncle Daddy. I can see you being Uncle Daddy.
It's the facial hair.
What a great family reunion it'll be.
That could be so good.
And I'm not going to tell tales out of school, but we did have a friend. We have a mutual friend, and I won't say her name on air, who had a situation happen like this. And the kid is like 40 now, and she just like met the guy 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
She went off to spring break when she was in college.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, bong, stuff in a hot tub. Bong-a-bong. 9 months later. Same thing. Oh, well, I remember his first name and I know what he did as a job. And I'm like, that's great. So you know his name is Bob and he works at the post office or whatever.
What's he do?
You know what I mean? You're going to find 100,000 people. No joke. It was because of those 23andMe things.
Yeah.
She did one of the things. Somebody else in his family did the swab thing. And somebody reached out and said, I think you're my sister-in-law, not really kind of thing.
Wow.
Started the process.
Do you ever think that could happen to you? Somebody's going to find you one day and just be like, hey,
how you
remember that
living?
One time?
I think it's very unlikely, just based on my own track record of not closing the deal very well.
That makes sense.
I don't know if you've noticed, maybe with comedy or with the podcast, I'm a good opener, bad closer. You know what I mean?
I will not speak to your abilities as a comedian because I don't want to besmirch our company line and all that. What I will say is that you are single with two cats at 39, so something ain't enough is all I'm saying, respectfully. Love you, but respectfully.
I like women. I'm just putting it out there. I definitely
I'm sure
like
you
okay,
do.
Thank you.
You got to, baby.
This is the first day of Pride Month, and there's nothing wrong with it. You think the cats are holding me back?
No, they're not. They're helping you maintain your ability to handle madness.
Yeah.
And that's the most sporadic of moments, like women.
Mm. Oh, so you're saying this is giving me a training for...
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Just shut up and put the food down. Come back, pet me occasionally, and leave me the hell alone.
Yes.
Respect
that. See, that's all good stuff to know, because I'm way more comfortable talking on any microphone than I am talking to somebody at like a bar or something.
Really?
So like, that's my one thing. I'll sit there and I'll be like, man, she looks like a fun time. She looks pretty. She looks into it, whatever. And I'll just like.
From far.
Yeah.
From afar.
I do the
hello.
The Leonardo, you know. You know how like Leo DiCaprio hold the champagne up in the Great Gatsby?
I'll just do one. Come and join me, madam. I'm not creepy at all.
I'm just admiring you from the corner. Look at me. I got this old-timey 1800s bartender mustache. You think I'm out there slaying the ladies?
You should be. But what do they do? Like,
what do you mean? What do they
do?
I'm not an engaged. Like, I don't.
You should do
I
come
have anxiety.
Hither.
I should do a more of
anxiety.
Anxiety is that way.
Understandable.
Yeah.
I heard the come hither finger is more pleasurable. Yeah.
Sir.
I know. I've been
you
doing
you can't get
listen,
to no
stop.
Come hither finger without being able to walk forward.
Stop.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Don't tease her. How you going to ask her to come forward? And she ain't even if you ain't ready to even step up.
You guys
her.
Secretly figured out the point of this podcast. I'm so bad at this that I need help. And that's why I
have.
Listen,
me. I don't give a crap about these Reddit
sustained
people.
Prayer
I'm going with you. Where are we going?
Come on.
We're gonna bring
how
this in the
this?
Real world together.
No, I'll explain and we'll get so before we get into my foibles here.
Yeah, foibles indeed.
Who's the asshole? Is it the original person who posted this story who went to Bali? Is it the guy Jay? Is it her sister who's dating Jay? Or is it the bride who had the wedding?
All them assholes.
I know all of them together.
All them assholes.
She brought all
like,
them
the
together.
Family
she brought them all together.
All
messy
trash.
Situations.
It's like Spaceballs surrounded by
they're
assholes.
They're perfect for each other. Yeah. They're absolutely perfect for each other.
Now they can go to Bali together.
Together with the whole family.
Because they got the money.
Period. Everybody at Bali. This sounds like out of my pay rate.
Same.
Uncle Daddy and sister wife and everybody.
Sister wife, cousin and him. All of y'all going to be in Bali just sailing and eating fish. Good for you. Whoop de damn doo, but y'all are y'all assholes.
I hope they get married. That couple gets married and they have the wedding in Bali.
Please.
How
memories.
Contact them. I'll be their day of coordinator.
This is where you were born, my son. This is from where you were. You were sired. The hell.
Everything the light touches is your kingdom.
Everything the light touches is yours. Oh my God, he's in Bali. Oh my God. Bali, Bali, baby. Go
the
ahead.
Bali, baby.
Bali, baby.
Song with the Bali, baby.
Oh my God, it's a Bali, baby. Yes, it is.
Bali, baby.
Bali, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right, we do have some other stories. I'm not going to get to them right now because I'll get to this thing that I mentioned because part of my job, so I work on the radio, Chaz and AJ 99.1 PLR.
Whoop.
Part of the job is they send me out to these places to get audio sometimes, like a bar or a karaoke night or a whatever else, something like that, concert or something. And, like, I don't know, I've got anxiety just in general, like, when I say in general I have anxiety, I've been diagnosed with generalized anxiety. So in general, I'm just an anxious person.
Got it.
But, yeah, man, I have a hard time breaching that, like, I want to talk to somebody thing to actually make the step towards talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the there's two issues at work. Then on the flip side, if somebody comes up to me and talks to me and they're almost, like, too interested, I'm like, all right, what's going on here? Is there a what's the scheme here? What is like you're showing too much interest in me. Is this are you really into like I maybe it's just a me looking at myself the wrong way, but it's like, hey, I feel like you want so you don't necessarily want me, but you want something. So why are you interested in me? And then I spend time figuring that out. Like that's my first step instead of just like
instead of just going with
engaging.
It. Yeah.
So I don't know. And that's so it's the two things. It's the inability to kind of make that first step towards like engaging that person at the bar.
Okay.
And then the second one is if somebody comes up to me, I'm almost like not spooked, but it's almost like a, what? Ha, you're here. That's a, you're talking to me. Right.
It.
Yeah. What do you think, Dee? What's my problem? I mean, I've got a lot of problems. What's my
problem? No, I think the biggest thing that I say, like I said before, I have a teenager. So what I tell her is nobody knows you have that anxiety. Nobody knows it but you, right? So when you're talking to people, you kind of just got to like swallow that down. And if they're talking to you, it's for a reason. Like you know what I mean? Like you have a personality where people do want to come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what you look like. Like you're very interesting. So instead, you know, just let that flow. If somebody approaches you, just absorb it and know that you're a good person and know that like there's a reason why. I get what you mean, though. Like you're like trying to like pimp, like figure out reasons, but don't figure it out. Just let it flow.
I'm most of my life, I would say has been hampered by overthinking things.
That's
you know what I mean?
That is a thing.
Relationships, work, whatever. It's just like, because you know, like even if something happens at work, you go at work, you leave at 5, you're not there until 8, but you think about it all
the
night until
time.
You realize, like,
yeah.
So
you get there,
It's
almost like working another shift in your head. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So no, one of the things that is very important, and I think everybody, women, men, whomever, humans, one of the things that is very attractive is self-confidence.
Yes.
And ultimately, do you believe that if somebody stepped to you that they would have a great conversation with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that you would have something worth sharing with them if they were to get you into a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you're even handsome?
I don't know. Like I flip-flop on that. I feel like I've kind of gotten a good place with that, both like physically and mentally, but also like there's sometimes where I just look at myself, I'm like, he's a goofy freaking guy. You know what I mean? With the pork chop mustache thing and all this other.
Yeah,
you know
but
what
you
I mean?
Like your mustache.
No, I do. I like so, it. I understand it's a whole thing.
So you have to own it. You have to own it. You have to look in the mirror and you need to say, like, this is what I like.
Period.
This is what I like. And if somebody doesn't like it, that's on them.
It's not on them.
Right. So they'll go find somebody. Yeah, and that's the thing. And even me, you know, I'm just out there and loud and always approaching people. I know what I got. And if you don't like it, that's you. I know I'm not the problem. Just like you're not the problem. They're the problem. That's literally how I live life, which is probably not the thing. But
everyone else is the problem except
me. Everybody else is the problem.
It's like, you know, how about there's no problem at all? Like, you just like what you like.
Yes.
And you don't like what you don't like. And that's not any reason to have to be a debate. It doesn't have to be something to like, oh my God, how do I find out why this is this?
Yeah, don't.
No, baby, it just is what it is.
Okay.
Period. Like, you have a beautiful pork chop, Matt.
Yes, we love it. I
admire the fact that you have the audacity to wear that. I would be actually compelled to want to come and tell you, dude, that facial hair, you actually fixed, you doing the thing, you know? So don't, that's somebody coming to tell you that something you chose to do with yourself looks great.
Right.
Thank you.
Then own that, because you wearing it, dude. It's you.
Yeah. No, it were, you know, I had a beard for so long, and I think part of it was also the looks thing. I had put on weight and all that other stuff. So like, I grew a beard for like 10, 15 years, like a long time. I shaved it off down to a mustache this past New Year's to like try it out. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's a face under there. Like it was a big change, especially because, like, I don't know, I had it long, I had it scraggly, I had it like ZZ Top, I had it short trimmed, I had all the beard styles. And then I was like, all right, let's try this mustache thing, which has now evolved into whatever this is.
It's awesome.
Right. And it's fun. It has its own personality. There's going to be a girl that's crazy like me that goes up to you and be like, let me play with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be somebody that's obsessed with that. That's going to be something they look at and they're like, that's my baby and I got
to
play with it. All. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm looking for is like in my life is like if somebody who goes, it might not be for you, but that's for me.
Yeah.
And
that's, you know, that's.
Yes.
That's what makes us all different. I like things that people don't like. You like things that people, you know what I mean? We all do.
Right.
That's what makes us different. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be like anybody else. There's going to be snotty people. You ever notice when you're out at the bar and you see this gorgeous girl, just in general, I say girl because there's some beautiful women out here, but their attitudes, their personalities are so bad.
Yes.
And it's like, there's that kind of person. And that's probably what you're seeing out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes you have to like look away from that and look at the one that she's with, her friend.
Oh,
because her friend is going to be the one that actually is like overshadowed by her, and she's the biggest asshole. And those are the ones that you have to stay away from. You know what I mean? There's somebody for you out there. They are. After this, you're going to find them.
I hope. Well, I think, you know, the positive energy.
I love it. I know you will.
I think you already know the girl already.
I probably do, and she's probably just not into it.
No,
you just have not recognized that she's looking at you.
Yep.
Well, I have I'll throw out one of these Reddit stories to tell you one of my own stories. I have a friend. We won't tell any names here. Names are, you know what I mean? I have a friend that I've known for a long, female friend. I've known her 5-6 years. We've gone out on maybe one or two dates. Mm-hmm. She's dating another guy. She lives with him right now. She had a couple drinks one night, and she called me, and she's like, got in a fight with my mom. I got in a fight with my boyfriend. Do you want to hang out? I'm like, well, just go to the bar and whatever. Mm-hmm. Just nothing happened between her and I.
Uh-huh.
100% nothing happened between her and I. But while she's sitting there, she starts talking like, oh, why didn't I just ever go out with you? And it's like all this other stuff. And then she's like, well, all right, well, if he doesn't propose to me by New Year's, meaning New Year's 2027, I want to date you instead. So she's like, I'm waiting to see if he proposes to me. And then, and I'm like, that doesn't, the math ain't.
I don't want to be an option.
Remember how the math was mathing for the pregnancy thing?
Yeah.
The math wasn't mathing for this one.
Not at all.
No.
Because
so
you're not anybody's
last
choice.
You don't pay attention to anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone that comes your way that is actually interested in you in the next 6-7 months, you ain't supposed to do anything because this broad
who chose
to not be with you multiple times.
Literally, when I say multiple times, multiple times.
No, baby. Sit on your door, Rose, and get picked up by the Carpathia because you want to save yourself. Yeah. I'm not going to be someone that you're going to face by. Like, no.
Stand by.
No.
Nobody stands by. You don't stand by.
Hell no.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Bye. peasant.
And I mean, and you know what sucks? It's probably you guys have such a good chemistry when you're together. So in your head, you're like, oh, if I'm not... No.
Sometimes a friend is supposed to stay a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
If you, man, don't try it.
You're going to be there in December. Right. Like, well, don't do it.
Did you ever have like either a friend or maybe like a relative that you don't see all the time? And then when like it's Christmas time or something and they're there for like a month, and you're like, oh my God, I get to hang out with, you know, cousin Will for a while or whatever. And like, it's so exciting because you don't see him that often. And it's like, I think that might be what's going on. I only see her once every couple months, and we talk and we text or whatever. But it's like, you know, it's a friend who lives up in Massachusetts. I don't get up that way very, very often. But it's like, you know, I'll see her once every couple months. We have a fun time hanging out. Okay. But, I think it would be if it ended up being a regular thing, it would be less, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like when you see,
do you see her enough to make it even relevant? Yeah.
And
do
I've
you
done
talk enough? Like, you know what I mean?
No. Yeah. And I did that. I did that where I was driving from Hartford, Connecticut to Florence, Massachusetts multiple times a week because I was seeing somebody up that way.
Okay.
And you know how far that is.
I know exactly how far
listen,
that is.
And listen, if you're talking to somebody and you're building something and you're talking, I get that part. Yeah. I understand that.
But if it's
when I'm having issues, I'm going to call you and you're going
to
save me. Because
you're
going
to be there to save me.
And then
you're
what
gonna
that
be there
does.
To pick me up.
Exactly. And what that does,
baby.
She depends on
it's
you.
Called
and that you keeps you wondering in your head and overthinking.
Right, exactly. That's what caused
avoid you overthinking.
It does cause the overthink. And I think some of the other things is like, listen, the girls that I like are usually like weird, alt, funny hair color, tattoo, goth girl, kind of whatever, you know what? But that also comes with its own set of like, there's already some weird stuff baked in there.
Yeah. No, I get that,
So you like people, so you have a type that usually at times can be already in some ways anxious is all outdoors.
Right. They
nervous
already
is all outdoors, have their own hangups and and ways of expressing themselves that are not exactly coincide with normalcy. So you already abnormal yourself and you want someone who also may be abnormal to be normally attracted and dating you.
Can I tell you, I think psychologically I go for those girls because I know that, like, if I tried to, like, go for a clean-cut Greenwich girl, pantsuit, pearl necklace kind of girl, that would never work. You know what
Nobody
I mean?
Because
that.
It would require, you know, some people, for some people, that works.
Yeah.
I don't have vacation to Bali money.
Like that's what I'm saying. It's like, and you don't have to... But I get what you're saying, but also look out the box because there is going to be that Greenwich girl. And now, mind you, I used to nanny in Westport, so I see all sorts of people with the pearls and the suits and the outfits.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Not everybody wants the same thing. So they're put in that category, but they're looking for the you. You know what I mean? So even if you go down and hang out in that area, there's going to be the one girl that's like, oh, where he come from? You know
Especially
what?
Especially with that mustache.
Yeah, bring that mustache. I'm telling you, watch. When you meet the girl, you're going to be like, oh, wow, they were right about this.
Exactly. Period.
Her dad is going to be at the country club complaining about me, and I'll just be like, nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yes. Yes. You are the Patrick.
Yes, you are. You
baby.
Really are.
Come on.
So we know what he really wants. He wears those girls with the pearls and those suits at. Look at, we got Vince, we got
I always loved. This will turn into an acapellas podcast for real. Oh my God. I don't even know if we have the rights to that song. We'll have to check. Nicole's going to have to check for us if we have the rights to that song. Oh no.
So many apologeticals.
We're going to have to just like.
So apologetic.
We're going to put like static or something around it. Or auto. We're going to auto tune it to like Mary Had a Little Lamb so we have the rights for the song.
Yes. Yes.
So sorry.
But no, I mean, listen, I used to go, this is weird, I used to date exclusively redheads for a long time.
Okay.
I must like danger. I go redheads and then right into goth girls. And then it was just like,
that's
you know
like
what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, juxtaposition of crazy. Got it.
Okay. Yeah, there's two different flavors.
We can agree.
Not her redheads
we
are crazy,
agree.
But I mean, they're so cute. It's okay.
Well, that's the problem.
They're so cute. I think redheads are beautiful.
Redheads are gorgeous. Yeah. Right. I love me a little ginger baby.
Yeah.
I'll take a ginger baby.
For real.
I don't care. Where you at, boo?
I know.
I will.
Listen.
I will braid your, I will Merida your yes. situation. Yes. We can be brave yes. together, be brave. Baby.
I
Come
know.
On.
Redheads
Give
are
me a redhead Viking. Ooh.
No.
Ooh, tell me truth. Ooh, a Paul Bunyan looking
Death by
Mike.
Snoo
Ooh,
Snoo.
Come on now. Yeah. Say less. Yeah. What? I will go to Valhalla halfway. Quivering and screaming, but
so
ready
you understand.
To enter.
You understand where
ready
I'm coming
to enter
from.
The gates. Hell yeah. So I understand you in mm-hmm. trouble. Yeah. You like struggle.
I'm in trouble.
You like strife.
I want,
you don't like easy.
Right. I want things to go. Okay. I would love for things to go easy. And then I think I don't know if it's just my brain sabotaging me or what it
yes.
is. It's
yes,
like
it's
I intentionally
that.
Choose.
No, that's what it is.
It's you.
It's you. It's you.
It's you, baby.
It's you, Jay.
Guess
it's you. You're Jay.
I'm not Jay.
It's you, Jay.
Uncle Daddy.
Oh, Jay. Uncle Daddy.
We're gonna call you
Uncle Daddy.
Uncle Daddy. That's it. You're family.
No, but like on some real stuff, yeah. the best thing about knowing that it's just you that has to take care yeah. of the situation, yeah. that's less work yeah. because it's not you having to fix her,
somebody else.
Fix
yeah.
their level, right. their bar burden, their, yeah. their hangups. No, fool, it's just you.
yeah.
You got to wake up in the morning and be able to look in the mirror and say, like, dude, I think I'm freaking amazing.
You are.
I think I'm the sexiest thing since sliced bread.
Yes.
Like, what are you talking?
Right.
Like, what? Like,
yeah,
you would be
you.
Silly if you didn't want me.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, but look at you. You're pathetic.
I'm
like,
not
bye.
Like a, I'm not one of those yeah. daily affirmation guys. Like, I'm not a mindfulness
you might want to.
Yoga. You know what I mean?
You, no, you should.
Have
I'm
you ever
not,
tried
not
it?
The yoga. Yoga might work
Oh, no,
for
but
you.
I'm saying I've never tried, like, the meditation and all that stuff. It's never been something I've
Okay,
you
so
should
try
get
it.
Into it now.
You should try
Your life has changed in the last couple
right.
months for the better in so many ways.
Right.
Amen.
And it's like, you need to continue that journey. So what can you do? Let me tell you, I love yoga. You're in your own mind for an hour. You're understanding. You're listening. You're getting to know yourself. You, if I put you in a room with 10 other guys, I promise you, you're one of the guys people would look at. I promise you. You have your own style. Everybody likes unique. You're very unique. It's not a bad thing. Like it's like I said, I'm just me crazy and I don't care. And it's like one thing is like, you know how good of a person you are. And you know what you like. You just have to tell yourself.
I'm going to just counter that with just a little bit because I've been told that I needed to do yoga too. And I think that's a great idea. However, I won't be doing no damn yoga. One of the ways that I yeah. like to get into my head and meditate on the things that I enjoy is that I dead ass love going to the park and sitting and seeing the animals doing their thing, trying to figure out what arguments the birds are getting into. All that chirping, it sounds beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. But they could be cussing each other
yeah.
out. You know?
That's
But the thing is, I sit there and I realize, like, oh, that seems so major and big to me, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
this, they're, the burdens that I have, they're really not as big as I thought they are because right. I've surpassed and
yeah.
I've survived so many others.
Yep.
And the issues that you think are issues now, they very well won't be the same issues in yep. 6 months.
Exactly.
Right.
So perhaps trying to figure out what makes you connect with you.
Yep.
If that's writing poems, if that's listening to music,
yep.
if it's doing yoga and being the sexiest pork chopped man,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
then let it be
yeah.
that.
Right.
But open your
you.
But whatever you've been doing this whole time,
yep.
has it been working?
Right.
So maybe you
right.
need to not do that same shit
mm-hmm.
and expect
yeah.
different
yeah.
results.
That's true.
Because insanity ain't cute.
No.
That's true.
It's
yeah.
really
the same
not.
Thing over and over.
Yeah.
You know?
And I like
Try
your
it.
I like how you said the birds could be cussing each other out. I never once thought of that, listening to two birds
right.
talk to each other.
Dude.
I always thought
yeah.
it would be a sweet conversation.
No,
yeah.
it sounds sweet. Like, we know what screaming sound like. Birds probably hear us talking
yeah.
and they're like, they're so eloquent.
Right.
Wow, they're singing so beautifully. But
you're
we
like,
telling
no,
somebody,
not.
If you don't get job, like, you know
yeah.
the birds are cussing each other out is all I'm saying.
Right.
But yeah. it's twitting. It sounds like they're singing to
yeah.
us.
Yeah. And it's peaceful. It's peaceful to just be by yourself sometimes.
Period.
And in a different environment. Home, you ever notice when you're home, you are in your head a lot more. That's one thing. But if you're out and you're looking at the birds, you're at the beach. We have a million beaches over here. Go to a beach. Go sit there, write. I'm sure you write. I feel like you're a writer. But like, you know what I mean? Like write some songs. Write some, like do something.
For
like that is your way that you do it. And it's like, again, it's also reminding you why you're such a good person. Another thing that you can present to somebody, like, oh my God, he's a, you know, he's a comedian, like he does this, he does that. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's like those are the things you need to be focusing on rather than the overthinking, you know?
Yeah, and I think that might just be it, you know, and in general, not maybe not just for me, but even if you're listening out, you know, to the podcast is like finding that thing, whether it is, like you said, yoga or going to the beach or going to the park and listening to the birds cuss each other out.
Please.
You know, it's I love that. That's a new thing now. I'm definitely going to look at birds. I'm never going to do that today. I'm never looking at birds the same way.
I'm like, aw, she's just saying, get your ass out the damn, out of the nest.
Right.
I'm pregnant again. Please, God, go away.
My talent's
But to us, it's like, tweet-lee-lee, you don't even know. They're cussing each other out. Right. But
this is true.
It's perception. It's all in. Oh, perception.
Yes.
The things that you're perceiving as someone being odd towards you or being the way that they're receptive of you. Why do you perceive it that way? What is the facts that supports that visual, that feeling, that emotion? How true is it?
And it's I mean, initially, it's not based on anything. Like
exactly.
you said, it's just like
it's
somebody
based on what you already think of yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Wake up.
Because when you start thinking better about yourself, people are going to feel that.
Yeah.
Period. Yes.
100%.
That is so true.
I think it's good to hear because, like, a lot of times the solution when people talk to guys is just like, I just go to therapy. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of things. And I am not knocking therapy. Yeah. I think there's a use for it. And I think, because I've done it myself.
Yeah.
I think
I
there's a lot of utility
therapy.
In it. But also, like, I think if there's something for you that is therapeutic, that's not therapy.
Yeah.
That you can do, if that helps, do it.
Do
obviously,
it.
You know, if there's something going on where you need to talk to a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, do that. Right. Please don't like take up bowling as a hobby instead of going to therapy.
Yeah,
but like if you find that going to bowling and talking to people at the bowling alley helps
you, then please do it.
Yeah.
It's necessary to take the steps you need to heal and make yourself better.
Exactly.
Like there's only so many times that people could do an intervention to help you get your life right.
Yeah, you have to want to do
it. Yeah, like like your friends, we love you, but I ain't going with you on to the bar on Friday to help you find a woman.
Yeah.
I got a man.
Exactly.
You better get your own. You know, woman, whomever.
Yeah. You're saying there's only one set of footprints in the sand and not carrying me.
Period.
That's
yes.
right. It's my own.
Yes.
It's my own footprints in the sand.
Yes. Those are you, baby.
I get that. That actually feels good. Like, I like hearing that. It made me feel better. I don't know if it made anybody listening feel better, but because
we
it made me
it
feel
better.
We
hope it might speak to you.
I have one more story that we'll go through here because I think it's a little silly. It's a little bit lighter than impregnating
Damn it, Jay.
This one is, am I the asshole for throwing away my boyfriend's potentially illegal yogurt collection?
Excuse you?
Yeah, see? Here we go. My boyfriend grew up rurally with lots of space, enough to collect all kinds of things. We now live in a studio apartment in the city. He collected action figures and video games, nor the normal kid stuff when he was young, but as he grew older, he became interested in more unusual things. Mm. For example, since Tide Pods were released several years ago, he's saved one of every kind of Tide Pod. Collector's item, I guess.
Is?
No, because it's washing your clothes. There's no...
Okay.
So he recently became interested in yogurt.
Oh, no.
He's always hated dairy products until about a year ago.
Okay.
So now he collects them, of course.
Okay.
The problem is they're perishable.
Yeah. No, duh. Yeah.
So until earlier today, this was posted a couple years ago. So until earlier today, our little 550 square foot studio apartment contained about 2,100 cups of yogurt.
Excuse me?
The individual cups with the yogurt, the foil lid on
them? Yeah, probably.
2,100 of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Please continue.
Yes,
right. Different types of flavors, textures, containers made by different companies, different countries.
Ew.
He filled the fridge. He bought a new fridge.
What?
And then another tiny bedside fridge. He said he didn't want to walk to the kitchen at night, but it was obviously a ruse to get more yogurt space. So they have three refrigerators all filled with yogurt.
Who paying the rent? Who paying the bills? Yeah, that's for the electric?
You know what's so funny?
This is
included.
No. Dude, yeah. Like, come on.
She didn't. I looked through the account. She didn't say who was paying it. I think they're split. You know, they're probably just splitting utilities and rent and everything.
550 square feet.
It's
and
not.
You,
that's,
and you have three refrigerators and a bedside.
No.
Is he collecting or is he eating?
So now he.
Yeah.
So
that's
here's
where
the
I was
thing.
Confused because I'm like. You need a bedside so he doesn't have to go to the kitchen, a bedside fridge so you don't go to the kitchen and eat them. But how are you? I can't.
Yeah, are you eating me?
It seems like it's a combination of eating and hoarding. Like, you know what I mean? He filled the fridge, bought a new fridge, and then another tiny bedside fridge, and they all have yogurt in them. She came in one day with groceries.
They better be skinny.
She came in with fresh groceries, and she looked in the fridge, and she saw that she would have to, like, either squeeze the yogurt, you know, to one side and put like fresh stuff in next to all this rotting yogurt and, or not, you know. Yogurt
it's
is good for a while,
it's
but
rotting.
It's not, you know.
It's dead already.
So she goes in with, she has fresh groceries from the grocery store, goes up to the fridge, sees the situation. Our apartment was smelling like rotten milk for the last 2 weeks and my boyfriend's attitude was, oh, it's fine. Just deal with it for a little longer until I pulled the plug and threw it all out this morning.
Good
yes,
girl.
That's what we're talking, that's exactly, I was waiting for the end of that story because I would not have let that pile
up. Why would you want me to be openly living in a place that smells funky?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And it's also bacteria.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Yogurt is
yeah,
bacteria
it's literally living
in,
bacteria
yeah.
cultures.
And now, if it's moldy or whatever, that's floating
in the blood. Mm-mm.
No.
Good job.
My boyfriend is understandably upset.
Oh.
Understandably.
She was being
this,
nice.
She was
being
she's being
sweet.
Nice.
So sweet.
Bless her heart.
We've been arguing about whether I crossed a line by throwing away his stuff. He's especially upset because he had rare yogurts that were hard to find. In particular, he had Cuban and Iranian yogurts.
First of all, I can't. Are you kidding?
Really?
That you can't get in the U.S.?
Why are you getting Cuban and Iranian? Why are you getting
yogurt instead of Cuban cigars? Instead of a Cuban cigar, he smuggled a yogurt.
Like,
what is your problem?
Why are you trying to have the strongest bacterial
want?
Situation in your damn stomach?
Oh, yeah, I'm so confused.
Sir, what is your bowel situation?
I was just going
to
say, like,
he's
going
to be able to, like, eat. He's going to eat and digest a steak
Come
in,
on,
like, 20 minutes.
Period.
You know what I mean?
Like, there's go away, baby.
He could break down a salad in 5 minutes like a compost.
Literally.
Like,
no.
Does he just eat yogurt? Like, I'm sorry. Imagine going to his house. Can I have a beer? No, you
got
to have a yogurt. Do
you
want it from Cuba?
We got yogurt.
Do you want it from?
We got a nice varietal
of platters.
We got some varietal from Italy.
Instead of a charcuterie board, it's just yogurt.
Oh, yo, we got different crisps.
Which one? This one has a green top, but don't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it. It's all natural.
Don't pay attention to the green. Just go
under. It's coconut.
That's Best Buy date, not expiration date. Those are different.
Like,
oh my God.
Imagine you calling some guy in Cuba. He's like, okay, what you want, man? You want the blow? You want the cigars? He's like, give me the yogurt.
Yes!
Yeah, I got the yogurt. Ooh, yo, I got that
all those
for
options,
you, blood.
And he goes for the yogurt. How do you
yo,
get it here?
Yo, rummy that Yoplait, yo.
They smuggled it.
I was just gonna say, like, who you know?
Rummy that Orzo, man.
Get a
rummy.
Monkey, like,
it's
rummy.
Gotta be. Okay, I don't even know how this is gonna happen. Iranian and Cuban.
That's
they have to import it somehow. It has to be. It has to stay cold.
Who does he know? He got connections.
You can't put Iranian yogurt up your cheeks and bring it into the country.
Or can you? You never know.
Nasty.
You never know.
What if you have an minor internal explosion?
Yeah.
What is the explanation you give? I was trying to get this yogurt.
You can't explain that to the TSA.
No. That's just nasty.
So, I know we have trade sanctions against Iran and Cuba, so I don't know if this was even legal for him to have. I asked where he got his Iranian yogurt, but he kept insisting the Iranian yogurt is not the issue. This sounds like such a Seinfeld episode.
This is
the Iranian yogurt,
not the issue.
Mean,
that's not the issue. You're the issue. You are the issue.
You are the problem again.
He's the problem. But nobody's told him. So he is now a smuggling yogurt man.
I hear no crimes being committed.
I'm mad that she's so nice.
Exactly.
She's too
nice. So
how many months you let this happen?
Yeah,
several
2 weeks is smelling. Now she wants to be on top of
right.
it.
Nah,
2 weeks of the smell, but it had to be longer than that because they had to acquire all those extra
refrigerators.
Is
he allowed in a 500? What was it? 500?
550 square feet.
I lived in one of those kind of apartments. I literally could pee and wash and dry my clothes at the same time.
Period.
Like that's imagine disgusting. Having two oversized like fridges and then this? A little side one.
Why do we need all these?
And then it's all filled with yogurt. It's not even yogurt. Good. Like even yogurt's good fine.
Do you have a smoothie shop?
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to make Iranian yogurt smoothies?
Ooh, that would have been
you
something.
You know, for the culture. Like, what are we doing?
For the culture. Literally. That's the name of the shop.
For the culture.
For the culture.
That's the name of the shop.
We gotta let her know that she could make. She could do.
It could have been a thing. Could have been a thing. But nah, sis. Bye.
So the boyfriend says the real issue isn't the imported yogurt that could be illegal. The real issue was her throwing out his precious yogurts without his permission.
My precious yogurts. See, and then when people act like that, there's a Gemini. The Gemini in me comes out and I would have opened it in front of him and be like, you mean like this? Like this? Step on.
Them.
Oh, I would have been so mean.
Like, oh my God, that's what it meant? Oh, here we are.
Oh, watch how it splatters on the wall.
Is this the expensive Iranian yogurt?
Boom. Bang.
Bismillah, bitch. You know
what I mean? Not tonight. He would have probably had a few of those.
As-salamu alaykum, baby. Boom. On you. Say something. What?
Say it again.
What? Say it again. We can do this. Oye, como estás? Bien, gracias. Y tú? Wow. Come on. Oh, yeah, I said it. Ooh, the Cuban one. Boom.
Then you get known. Oh, you're known in the apartment building as the people who get into fights and throw yogurt out the window.
Yes, that's amazing.
It's like, well, our kids get the best lunches in their area because they just always happen to have yogurts just falling out of their window. Oh,
my God.
Feeding the children of America.
Mom, I'm hungry. Go out on the balcony. The yogurt couple
are
fighting.
Girl, don't worry. Go out on the balcony.
Check the date.
Check the date.
If it's chunky, it's no good.
It is a little chunkier than normal.
It's fine. It's just the heat.
Just a little heat.
Now, not to bring this back to me being a weird single guy, but I do own 2,400 Funko Pops, and I have every Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, and Power Rangers figure I've ever purchased in my toddler to teenage.
So what's your spectrum?
I don't know. I've never. Should I go? That would be a segment. I should go and then get the results and then
you may want to. Because why you need so many Funko Pops?
I don't know.
How big is your apartment?
How big?
Okay. I'm not saying it's better.
I have a room that displays my Funko Pops, my wrestling title belts, my autographs, my pictures.
I have a question. Where's your girl going to fit?
Yes.
Where's the woman you want to have in your life going to fit?
I have a master bedroom.
If you build it, they will come.
I have an office. So I have an office that's right now being used by the cats for their kitty litter.
That is swell.
Listen.
They have their own room for it.
Wow.
I'm so happy they have their own room.
So you really want to be a cat
have their own
so
room.
I, but what I'm saying is I could upgrade that to a human room with some, you know, fumigation.
You might wanna.
You know,
I just assumed that a girl would move, if she moved in, she'd sleep in the master bedroom with me.
But where will she have her things?
That's true. My things are all over the place.
You like interesting women.
Yeah,
so they might be collectors of things.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Also,
that's true.
What if she got a Funko Pop collection that might rival yours? You know?
Ooh.
What you going to do? You going to be paying for a storage unit? You going to get a little storage set? Shed in the back for Funko? Wake up.
Oh, my God.
I know. I should try and flip them right now. I even have
Magic. Start preparing. That's throwing it in the universe.
I have Pokemon cards, Magic the Gathering cards. I have everything. I collected everything.
So you got money.
You got Bali money?
You got money.
Apparently, I've got Bali money.
You got Bali money.
He so has Bali money.
You could be Uncle Daddy right now. Look at you.
You could be Uncle Daddy, and you're over here now.
I got to look through my Pokemon cards.
The lies.
We're going to start selling these. I'm going to help you.
We need you to do better.
I'll sell those Pokemon cards.
Remember, once you release all this, then something amazing is going to come in.
Right,
like a woman.
Please.
like a woman.
Like somebody that want to be up in your house with the two cats that have already owned you.
Playing with your beard.
However many years. you know.
Yeah, we got to welcome.
You got to make room for that woman to want to be in your life. Not in Funko room. The hell?
Why do we
need to have so many eyes on us when we kiss? Right.
The dead eyes, no pupils.
You bring her in and you're making out and then she just happens to open her eyes and be like,
Oh my God! Why is he looking at me?
I have the memorabilia room with all my collectibles in.
There's a room for
You know. And then I have the bedroom that's separate.
Yeah. She ain't even got a room.
You're gonna have to buy a whole new house.
Where's she gonna be sleeping?
I'm gonna have to. I'll tell you, it's a ranch, so it's one floor of the basement.
Jesus. Okay.
I have the dining room and the kitchen. You know, there's the kitchen that leads into the dining room, all the same tile.
Oh wow.
I got the living room. Then I have the cat room, which is a home office, but it's now the cat room.
Mm-hmm. Let's be
honest. My bedroom, the piano memorabilia collectible room. In the basement, I have all of my microphones and computers and streaming stuff. And then I've got a little lounge down in the basement as well.
So you got a lounge. Wow.
So I've got a living room. I've got a lounge. I might be able to move some stuff around in the basement lounge and have her.
You would think. Maybe, or perhaps you could have a consignment shop.
Ooh, a
because
tax
that's
sale.
What the hell it sounds
we can
like.
Do a tax sale.
Yes.
We can do a tax sale.
Everlasting tax sale
eBay.
At Vince's.
eBay.
This is the first time I've brought up, it's an hour and I haven't brought up my mom yet, which is amazing. She has told me on numerous occasions
on.
Because of the amount of clothes. Because I have, so I go through, I went through the Oprah thing of like, you know, like fat, skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have fat clothes, I have skinny clothes, I have them all put, you know what I mean? Different sizes.
Yeah.
I have so much clothes. The side of the basement where the washer and dryer is boxes of clothes. My dresser drawers, I have five dressers on the top floor. They're all filled with clothes. My closet, all three, four closets are filled with jackets. I have too much stuff.
You
I need to open a vintage store.
With the yogurt man.
I would.
You're the yogurt man,
so
maybe your bestie.
Wow.
This is why I brought up this story. I felt a kind of a kinship to him. Not,
did you?
But.
They bonded.
But.
There's no bonding in this.
No, there's not because he picked something perishable.
Oh,
yeah.
That's,
okay.
See, that's weird.
Textiles are better to collect.
If I'm an adult and I want to have literally five different flat caps like this in different
that's
colors
okay,
and patterns.
Like
that's adorable.
I feel like hats are better than bins of clothes that are probably not even in style
they
anymore,
might,
by
well,
the way.
See,
this
some
is just,
of them, I hang on to them and then they come back.
That's
okay. That is true.
That's
I'm mad
true.
At myself for
He's
situations
not
like
wrong
that. Yeah,
at
you're
that.
Right. But you know what? Pick,
not
the, pick the main pieces.
No, I know. I have to pick main pieces.
Because
or
you know what?
What's you can just raise moths.
Oh, there
you go.
We
open
go.
Up the container and become a man that raised moths.
See how we bring the money into
away.
It? We're trying
yeah,
to get you that
have,
Bali money.
Yeah, we can have Bali money with these clothes.
Dude, I mean, some of it's a lot of nice stuff. I've got like rhinestone Ed Hardy t-shirts.
I mean, yes. I mean, they're back.
They are back.
They're
so
back.
I've got all kinds of stuff. I mean,
you got an Etsy shop.
I know, I really
you
do.
Have
like
a consignment
like Depop or whatever
shop.
It is.
Yeah, you have a tax
yes.
sale. You got
be like, what kind of fashionable man you want to be? We got big, tall, small, short. You could do like...
Yeah, I mean, I see some of it is
changes.
Those old...
How you feel today?
My favorite thing is I know I just have a box full of sarcastic phrase shirts from Target, like
yes,
I speak English, Spanish, and sarcasm, or like
yes.
whatever you know.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Those, I feel like you need those.
You could totally like sell those at one of your open mics and be like,
"Oh my God.
Wear a shirt I wore once,
vintage me.
I certify it's clean,
Boom.
Baby. I put some Glade,
yes.
some Downy crystals
we'll wash
in
them.
It.
I think it's
come
great.
On." You gotta do something so you can save some money and be able to take your woman out when you get one.
You know what I'm thinking
eventually.
Too? Why don't you take all of your memorabilia rooms?
Memorabilia
rooms and make the basement that whole situation from like closet. Like if you're gonna keep all this stuff, make the basement your closet, your you know what I mean? Like set up stuff
and
your memorabilia
in main,
and then upstairs on the main
be
floor
home,
will be
home.
The adult area.
Right, yeah, the Chuck E.
Like
Cheese
where
play
you live.
Yeah, like when she comes in, she's not bumping into the Funko and then you're mad. She knocked down the one that cost $200. You know
that
what I
part,
mean?
That part.
Nobody wants to sleep
pieces.
With
yeah.
your Funko and you at the same time. I mean,
please
maybe,
don't.
Actually,
that might be
you
a
never
kink.
Know.
You never
I'm not. I don't ever, ever, ever make fun of kinks because there's so many fun ones.
Yeah,
the
we don't
out there.
Kink shame.
Right.
We don't,
we
kink,
don't
shame.
Kink shame.
We embrace it.
However,
yes,
there is a problem when you want a woman,
yes,
and you ain't got no room, yes, for a woman because you, yes, got Funko Pops, yes, in a room.
Would, yes, you, if you were in bed with a guy who had that many Funko Pops, would you feel like you were a gladiator in the middle of the Coliseum? With,
yes,
all
and everyone's just watching,
watching you.
And he will fall. Yes. Okay? He will fall. I will make him lose,
yes,
in front of all,
yes, his, in front of all his people.
All of them. It's like, ooh, you want to have Miss, what's her name? The Red Witch. Yeah. Look at you. Black Widow, look at Black, you getting, yes, your butt whooped. Yeah. No? Well, tonight is, it's the day.
Yeah.
You know, come, I have on, all the Avengers.
I know.
It's the final,
you
know, countdown.
He was so proud. He was so proud.
You know,
he's like, you knew that? How you knew that? How you know, oh, that watching me?
Oh my God, are you AI friends? What?
Like, paying attention to all my superhero, oh, tattoos?
Oh my God, what? Oh my God, Marvel, DC, ew. Gross.
Mix them up.
Stop,
know,
flexing.
Right?
Don't be cute.
Don't flex. How about the
oh, wow. Wow.
This,
yeah,
is originally,
yeah, Celtic Cross.
Originally, it was designed as Celtic kind of cross, a knockoff Dwayne the Rock Johnson tattoo.
That makes sense.
And then we added more Celtic stuff, so it, yeah, didn't look like, because I'm not Samoan, but I, no, if I got a tan, yeah, I might, you know, I would be, you know, I
you
could,
might want
I
to be,
could, yeah.
If I got, oh, back to where I was a couple years ago, yeah.
We got looks. We got looks for you. Stop. Us, look at us. Look at us.
You guys are thinking of looks.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, no joking. This is, I might not look Samoan in the summer, but if I get enough tan, because I'm Sicilian.
Okay.
Okay. So in the summer, you adjacent.
In the summer, I get a lot of, oye, oye.
Okay. Oyepa.
Oyepa. Especially if I go to my barber. My barber, Albert.
Is he Puerto Rican?
He is.
Of course.
My shout out to my barber people.
He's barbers be barbering.
He's great. He's a gay Puerto Rican, so I like to call him Dominican.
I love him. Listen, I have a community. I collect them.
Yes.
No, he's great. And we talk via Google Translate.
Oh.
It's great.
He doesn't speak English.
No.
Oh, bless him. Okay,
that's
good.
Amazing. You don't need them to speak. That's what you need. You know, exactly. For a man that doesn't speak English.
And I've been trying. You know, this helps me too, because I'll come in there. I'll be on Google Translate, or I'll look it up. Like, how do I say this? What do I say? If I want the fade, you know, do I want mas corto or mas largo or whatever? You know what I mean?
I gotta think about.
But it's the fact that you try. You actually want to translate.
The same way you're doing that. You could do that with women. See how you're trying to do something.
Oh my God, you're doing work?
Right?
Wow.
Right.
Okay, so
you could do that to a woman.
You put in
that.
Some attempts to do better, yeah, for your barber. You can do that for women.
Yes. So you got to do the come hither, and when she comes to you, you got to figure out the rest of the conversation.
Yeah, how do you Google Translate?
Would you like
to
play
to
with my
woman?
Beard?
I don't know. There's not Google Translate for how to talk to a woman.
There might be one of you.
That's where your Google Translate.
Exactly.
Where you at?
Yo, Google, how do I talk to this woman? Do better, man.
Yeah.
Just talk to her.
Just talk like you're talking to us.
Yeah.
Literally.
I know. It seems, but it is. I mean, listen, you guys are also awesome, like, and easy to talk to.
Yeah,
and,
we
you
are.
You know, not
too.
Everybody's,
I mean,
like that.
I mean,
like,
you know. It's hard. Duh. It's hard to be us.
But no, I do like, because that opened up a different part of my brain when you were like, hey, well, you're making like this effort to like talk to your barber, because like,
yeah,
you don't speak the same language, and you know, you get along with this guy and you have good rapport or whatever, and it's like, and I want to make sure he doesn't screw my hair up. Like,
facts.
Also, please don't.
Yeah, it's the same thing with a woman. Don't. You don't want them to screw up your life, so you just gotta make that effort.
How do you give to
it's
be
effort.
Respectful and kind to your barber and have that translate into relationship too? Like, you know, when you come into your barber shop and you not on time, you got to come right. You got to be respectful.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, man. My bad. You know, you can apologize to a woman like that, too. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I really do like that did open like some weird door in my brain of like, wow, yeah, you went out of your way for this guy. And it's like, why? Like, you're not fucking him or anything. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not having sex with my barber.
No, but
I'm practicing.
You're practicing on your non-English speaking.
Yeah.
That's the hardest way out of
respectful in the relationship.
Yeah.
And then we can scissor later. Yeah.
Yes.
That is a lot.
I don't think you should know. Yeah, there's a couple.
Oh,
no, no, we don't do that. No.
All right, so who do you think between the sisters, the yogurt couple, or me, who is who can be rescued?
You.
Everybody else.
Everybody else. There is no hope for anybody.
I'm sorry.
Of them.
You okay with your man just collecting yogurt?
Yes. And you let it get up to how much?
2,100
cups.
You are the problem. And when you started smelling
it,
too.
And when you started smelling it, is when you had a problem. That's your fault.
Really? Wow.
It probably smelled like it already, but a new flavor from Cuba smelled a little like rice and adobo. And she's like, I've never smelled any of that like, one, and now it bothers you.
Now
I want to contact her and be like, what's the problem? You don't like adobo?
So you wrong?
So you got a problem? What are you trying to say? Now?
So you don't like Mediterranean food?
Yes, exactly. Now I have an issue. You know what?
So what we done is disrespecting food groups, babe? I bet. So it's that.
You can be helped. It's you. We love you. We got you. Them, there is no hope for any of them.
They gone.
No.
Unfortunately, I did, you know, you look in the comments, you try and see updates. The girl who didn't cause the drama, but like, you know, had sex with the guy and had the baby at the wedding. That family... as far as those comments, you know, nothing resolved in
you
time.
There's nothing going to be resolved from there. And, the mom's probably dating him next.
Right, and the older one.
Like, it's just a whole family's passerby.
Run through the whole family.
At this point, he should.
Grandma?
At least, Jay, might as well.
Grandma, too?
Jay's the
grandma,
hoe that got away.
Grandma didn't get him at that
Jay
wedding.
Jay is the hoe that got away.
Jay's going to get grandma at the
traitor. He's a hoe infiltrator.
That's the whole infiltrator of the family right there.
My God.
And then I believe the yogurt couple broke up. All the comments.
I'm proud of her.
Oh, wow.
I'm proud of her.
All the comments right away were like, what are you doing? Dump
she
it.
She had to wake up and smell the rotten yogurt.
Because you were right. You guys were right. The way she's phrasing it, she's being really favorable.
Yeah.
My boyfriend grew up rurally and he had a lot of space to collect stuff. He's understandably upset. My precious yogurt. Like, she's putting all this stuff like into
she,
like.
Yeah. She put him first in her life. And she finally was like, what was I thinking? It had to get to this funky
Why
ass
did I
house.
I have to have a smelly
in
house.
Order for me to leave this man in this. First of all, 500. Square foot apartment with a person that collects a million things, not a house.
Right.
And you know how like hard that must be? And it just felt she enabled it.
She did.
Yes.
And she finally realized, oh shit, let me leave. And
right.
she
yeah.
did.
Finally, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm proud of her. Proud of her.
Applause.
Yep. And we're here for you. So now you got us. And
also, baby, and now, wake up. Yeah. Don't date men that holds on to yogurt for like ever
and
in
sure,
three things of refrigerators. What the hell?
And I'm sure it didn't start with yogurt. I can guarantee if we walked in that house, there were other things that were collected.
Started.
It was like spoons and stuff like that.
It was spoons for each yogurt.
Oh,
that's amazing,
different
actually.
Different colors, different metals. Yeah. I got this. This one's from Missouri. It says Missouri on
I'm so happy for you.
It probably does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we want that for you.
Good.
To your next girlfriend.
For your next girlfriend. Not that's me. Gonna happen.
Right.
No,
with
or me.
Your next Deuces. Girlfriend that collects forks, and then you and her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all can have a whole fork
family, fork and fork picnics, whatever you want to do.
Whole cutlery set.
But I appreciate this because, you know, I didn't think we were going to get into my awful personal life. I thought we were just going to dig into strangers from the internet, but I found it really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
If you out there listening want the same kind of advice, some laughable advice, send us an email, laughableadvice@gmail.com. Follow us on social media @laughableadvice, all one word, and shoot us a DM. Like I said earlier, the DMs are open. We want the tea. You can change the names. It doesn't matter. We'll keep it discreet, but we
Be so
want,
nice.
Dude, we want your drama. Look at this. Like, I brought my drama. I brought my weird stuff.
He was
to
so
the,
open.
And,
he was
and
open.
I think we solved some stuff today.
Yes.
I don't need to spend the $75 copay to go to therapy.
See?
I can just
See? That is not what we said.
That's not what you said. It's the opposite. Guys, go to therapy.
Not professional.
No, go to therapy.
Please go to therapy.
Before we wrap up here, yeah. D, thank you so much.
Yeah,
where can people find you?
You can find me on all social at RealDTV. That's two E's for everything I just said. RealDTV.
That's awesome. And I am not that easy because I am not absolutely organized. So you can find me on Instagram at Lady O L A D Y O H 87. And you can also find me on TikTok, which is Lady O L A D Y O H comedy. Or I think it's Lady O 87 too. It might be. You can find me on there.
If you type Lady O into social media,
you will find
you're
me.
Find
period.
There is like, only one Lady O.
There can only be only one.
There can
though.
Only be one.
And there she is.
Yeah, and here I be.
They broke the mold when they made you Lady
O. Show indeed.
Thank you guys so much for helping me out here and joining us on the first episode. I hope you had fun. I hope you have fun.
I had a ball.
All right. Well, hopefully we can do this again next time. And thank you guys for tuning in. This has been Laughable Advice.
Bye. Laughable Advice.
Yeah.
Bye.